Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Lech Lecha, Abraham, disillusioned man. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, my teacher, Rabbi Salvechik, as a blessed memory, pointed out the following. We look at Abraham, the beginning of his career, he's full of hope and vision. He's a man of kindness, chesed, openness. He's a man who, anefesh asher asu b'charan, they're people, Abraham and Sarah, who had converted masses of people, who reached out to all around them, who were ready to preach, vayikra b'shem Hashem, to call out in the name of God, to build a big altar, gather a crowd around and preach the word of monotheism, the word of kindness and ethical monotheism to the entire world. And he didn't just preach it, he didn't just think it, he did it. He made many converts. He brings with him his nephew. You say, nephew? What's he bringing his nephew? He got a commandment from God. You can't schlep someone else along with you. You're the one who's commanded. What's the nephew doing there? He thought he could bring his family into this situation. Eliezer, his servant, became one of the great holy men, one of our revered personalities. The rabbis say he lived forever. But not only that, his vision went way beyond that. As Rabbi Salvechik explained, when he went down to Egypt, he thought, I'll bring the message down there. This will be great. I could bring the message to one of the great empires. True, I had to leave Mesopotamia. They didn't heed the message. They were all about idolatry. But now I'll go down to the next center of culture, of advanced civilization, and I'll bring the message there. And very quickly he learns that this is a totally immoral society. This is Ein Yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. There's no fear of God there. And therefore, his message will have to come back to the land of Israel. So then he hopes maybe the people of Canaan, maybe they will understand. And he shows this tremendous act of heroism. He saves his nephew, that very nephew who was part of his vision. The nephew who had abandoned him, who decided to go elsewhere. He saves him. And he saves the entire Canaan. And he shows that how much we care about one individual, as the state of Israel today continues to show how much we care about one individual, one Gilad Shalit, one missing soldier, three boys who are missing. We care deeply about human life. But when the king of Sodom comes ostensibly to thank Abraham for everything he has, he says, "Aruchush kach lach." He says, "I know what you're all about. It's all about money. All you want is money. I'll give you the money. Just give me the people back. Because I know what you really want. You're all about money." And Avraham is so deeply insulted, he says, Rabbi Salvechik says, this is the one time that Abraham shows a bit of anger. He says, I don't want to take anything from you, even a shoelace from you. I am not about money. I am about kindness. I'm about bringing God to this world. It was at that moment that Avraham realized that his cause is lost. So he tried to bring God to his nephew. It failed. He tried to bring God to his family. It didn't work. He tried to bring God to Egypt. There was no way. He tried to bring God to his community, to Canaan. It didn't work. So what's left? It wasn't he told that he's to be an Av Hamon Goyim. Wasn't he told that through you everyone would be blessed, that you would be the father of many nations? Isn't there a vision like this? So apparently Avraham was a man ahead of his times. He was a man who was given a vision and who became that vision of God for everyone. God for all the families of the earth. God for even the most wicked. And yet what he learned was, not that the vision is an impossible dream, not that we should just recede into our own homes and take care of our families and the family of Abraham, the family of the Jewish people, and forget about humanity. What he learned was not so fast. That yes, we have that vision. That's God's vision, to bless the entire entity of humanity. But the time is not now. in this world in which we live, many are not ready for the message of God. But the vision remains. Is Abraham a disillusioned man? That's part of life, is to realize the difference between the great visions and hopes we have as youthful people, as idealists, and the reality of the smallness of man, the inability to change things on a global scale at this second. Doesn't mean we give up our hope. He remained an ish chesed, a man of kindness, devoted to the world. Even in his later years, he continues to have more children, even though they're not part of his Abrahamic family and Abrahamic vision. There is value in humanity. He fights for humanity, fights for life. But he recognizes as he ages, as he matures, as he experiences life, he realizes that while this vision is a vision he will not let rest, on the other hand, it's not something that's going to happen right now. The famous Hasidic Rebbe said, you know, he wanted to change the whole world and that didn't work. He wanted to change his whole city and that didn't work. And then he decided just to change himself. But it's not just that. We don't give up on the whole world. That is a vision. That is an idealistic vision. And it's part of the Torah's vision, the Or Goyim, Or Lagoyim, to be a light unto the nations, Isaiah's vision, Elumim Taticha, to be a witness to the entire humanity. But it isn't always right now. We live in an age of universalism, where people think globally, and they forget about the person sitting next to them, they're texting while the person's sitting next to them. We think globally, but we've forgotten what it means to be part of a community, to care about your own people, so that no one of your family should be starving. Take care of your own first. Take care of your family. Take care of your community. People forgot who they are and have no identity. And then they lose on both accounts. They're not good with their family, with their community, with their people. And because of the nature of life today, since we don't live in Messianic times yet, that vision of Abraham can't be fulfilled yet. They're not going to change the world. Few people can change the whole world. What we can do is we can have a family. We can influence them. We can put our stamp and our imprint on them. It says in next week's parasha that God knew that Abraham could achieve it with his family. That's achievable. Don't give up on the family for some universal value. But don't give up on the universe. We can, step by step, by modeling kindness, by doing kindness, by even doing acts of kindness which will be rebuffed and unappreciated, we move ourselves one step closer to that vision that God gave to Abraham, which is a true vision. Through you, through your efforts and your small family context, all families will be blessed. When people see what it means to have a family, to have a community, to act on your Jewish values, this eventually will bring to blessing, not only for your family, but for all the nations of the world. We are universalists and we are particularists. And we believe that the best way to affect the universal situation is to begin at home. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Hamath Congregation for a discussion of Parshat Lech Lecha. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays, how-to videos, Judaism for the uninitiated. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And we wish Jason that his grandfather, Rabbi Herbert Lefkowitz, blessed memory, should rest in peace, and that his family should know no more sorrow. Thank you.